identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Rick Astley, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you, rolling through the 8 o'clock hour on this Thursday morning. We got sunshine. It looks great. Blue sky. Finally, after a few days of, you know, rain and clouds, things like that, we're going to dry out over the next couple of days. It's not going to get hot, but it is definitely going to warm up a little bit. And finally, back into the 70s by the time the weekend gets here. So that's all right. Coming up in just a few minutes, okay, about seven or eight minutes. 10% of people, when they go to buy a house, this is something they do before they make an offer on the house. Interesting. I don't think we've ever done this, but it's not that bad of an idea. Maybe you do. I'll tell you what it is in just a bit. Right now, Huey Lewis in the news, 105.7 CFW.
Feel like I feel
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Brian Adams, 105.7 CFW. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, I don't know if you've purchased a house recently, maybe in the past, maybe if you're thinking about it. There's a lot of things to consider, obviously, when you buy a house, but I just saw a survey. 1 out of 10 people say that before they make an offer on a house, they want to meet the neighbors. They want to know who they're going to be. You know, and that's not that bad of an idea, really. I mean, you got to get a little lay of the land and what's going on if you're going to buy a home. I mean, it's a big investment. It's a big commitment. So have you ever done that? Have you ever, you know, do you just walk over and knock on the neighbor's door, or do you hope that they're hanging around in the yard or something that you can just strike up a little conversation? I can honestly say I've never had anybody, any of the houses we've ever lived in, somebody come up and say, I'm thinking about buying next door. So tell me a little bit about yourself. I don't know. Here's Rod Stewart now, Forever Young, 105.7 CFW.
May the good Lord be with you down every road you roll.
1057 CFW. There goes Rod Stewart, Forever Young. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Easy to get somebody on the list. Just drop me a text through that Civic Media app. Go to 1057 CFW and text me. Let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure they get on the list. You don't have to wait until the day of or the day before. You know somebody that's celebrating a birthday when July rolls around? Drop me a text today. Let me know about it when it gets here. I'll make sure they're on the list. Lasker Jewelers, you know where they are, right across from the Oakwood Mall. When you stop in there, tell them Mike McKay sent you in. They'll take care of you. Jewelry for any occasion, for any person. They'll take care of you. Lasker Jewelers. Let me see who's celebrating today. Pam Bugard is on the birthday list. Kelly Eddington is celebrating a birthday today. And Julia and Trent Hampton celebrating a wedding anniversary today. So happy, happy to one and all. Hope it's going to be fantastic. Celebs you're celebrating with. Sean Gunn is 51. Actor. If you ever saw the series Gilmore Girls, he was Kirk on there. He was quite the character. Yes. Yes. I watched Gilmore Girls. We actually watched it when COVID hit. And we were all locked down and we didn't have anything to do. And Lori and I were in between employment because of the COVID stuff and the excuses of COVID. Anyway, I digress. We started watching Gilmore Girls and we binged on that and all kinds of other stuff. And the Kirk guy was, he was a character. Apollo Ohno is 53, two-time Olympic gold medal winner, speed skating. Also on season 4 of Dancing with the Stars, Apollo Ohno, he's 43. So there you go. So again, if it's your birthday today or anniversary, hope it's going to be fantastic. Birthday and anniversary is brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
I love the way he balances the grocery cart on its back wheels every time we reach the dairy aisle.
It's never what you expect.
It's like clockwork. He looks so focused and serious while he's doing it.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like a kid practicing a trick he's been refining for months.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about him."
The way he grins when he manages to hold it steady for a few seconds.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for him he'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, it's made Lasker's the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
Now I understand it's his little ritual.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her,
Lasker.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
CFW.
Let's Talking Heads, and she was 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you as we roll through this Thursday morning, getting closer to the weekend. And for many of you, a three-day weekend, the unofficial start of summer coming up. So, looks like it's going to get a little warmer, a little bit more seasonal, at least.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Stop me up, but never stop, never stop. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Start me up. There goes Rolling Stones. Well, going to be a lot more people on the road starting this afternoon, according to the to AAA and WISDOT. Over 750,000 Wisconsin people are supposed to travel, or I guess 750,000 people on the roads in Wisconsin is what they're saying. So that would include people from Illinois and Minnesota, you know, traveling, things like that. So it's going to be busy all the way through. And then they say the busiest time will be on Memorial Day in the evening, like from 4 to 7 p.m. as everybody starts heading back. So if you're out, just remember there's going to be a lot more people on the road this weekend. And, of course, I believe WISDOT also said about 15% of them will be driving with their right turn blinkers on all the time as they don't shut them off. So you really don't know what lane they're headed for. So be extra careful out there, okay?
Claire and the Chippewa Valley's at work station.
All day at work, my radio's on.
105.7 CFW.
funky song.
Talking about who's on top. Don't cross our path, cause you're gonna get stopped. We ain't gonna give anybody any slack. And if you try to keep us down, we're gonna come right back.
Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Earlier this morning, I had mentioned that a lot of people in a survey said that they will drive an hour or more to go to a favorite restaurant of theirs because they can't get the food, or they like it so much they can't get it around where they live. And I had mentioned, you know, that we do that a lot. And I got a text through the Civic Media app from Trissa, who said that she will go up to St. Paul to a place on Payne Avenue, a Chinese restaurant called Su Yup's. And it's so funny because Su Yup, I grew up in St. Paul. And when I was a kid, before we moved out to Oakdale, Minnesota, I grew up right in the, if you're familiar with St. Paul, the Minnehaha and White Bear Avenue area is where I grew up. We were until seventh grade, and then we moved out to Oakdale. But we would go down, Su Yup's is down on Payne Avenue, a Chinese restaurant. Their food is so good. I didn't even know they were still open. So we're going to have to road trip to the cities to get it because it is just, it's so good. And it is old school, man. When you, that's another place there. When you go down on Payne Avenue in St. Paul, when you walk into a place there, that is, that's flashback city right there.
Lake Halley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Economy Furniture at Chippewa Falls is something that you've got. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names. And we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
The power of Dell AI with Intel Inside is transforming the world of pro sports. Teams can see curveballs coming with predictive analytics. Coaches can use AI insights to help players improve their shots in real time. And fans can get more out of every winning moment with AI-enhanced replays.
Unbelievable! What a play!
See how Dell Technologies with Intel Inside can power your wins at Dell.com/win.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. A downtown Menominee business suffered extensive damage in an overnight fire this week. Officials say the fire started at around 10:15 on Tuesday night in the area of Main Street East and 3rd Street East. Fire crews were still on the scene Wednesday morning spraying the affected areas. Town & Country Antiques was identified as the business that suffered the most extensive damage, but authorities are working to determine how many other buildings were affected. The DOT temporarily closed some nearby streets while crews were working to extinguish the fire. St. Croix County authorities are investigating after finding two people dead during a welfare check in Springfield Township. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, a family member requested that law enforcement authorities conduct a wellness check on a woman at the property at around 9 p.m. on Monday. When they arrived at the scene, they discovered the bodies of the woman and a man along with a firearm. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, but say there does not appear to be an ongoing threat to the community. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the low 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
Already blessed.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you right here, right now, is where you should be. And you are, if you're hearing me, obviously. See, I was going to try to be real deep and philosophical, and I should have known after the 40-plus years in radio that I've never been deep and philosophical. So I need to just, let me just erase that from my to-do list.
And more, 105.7 CFW.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, just want you to know.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Cherry ice cream smile.
But then-